Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we started to talk about whether supplements are necessary in people's diets. So this week I want to talk about a couple of issues around that. So I'm going to talk about some of the genetic health conditions that might be associated with some health issues where patients might need to have supplements, a little bit about energy and mood, how that relates to the role of supplements. Age has a role to play, whether you need to have supplements. And then the last thing I'm going to focus on is just the importance of something called smart supplementation. So the first point I want to talk about is the health issues that can lead to, for example, absorbing nutrients. So when we think of patients, for example, with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease, many of these patients will have difficulty absorbing these nutrients and often require supplements for optimum health. In addition, some of my cancer patients can benefit from supplementation. But it's, like I said, it's in the past, it's really important to work with a healthcare team to really determine the needs. Some autoimmune disorders, for example, things like pernicious anemia. Last week we talked about B12. And even omega-3 supplements can be important for various different kinds of conditions. The second point I want to talk about is energy and mood. So people that are sometimes feeling tired or fuzzy-headed, this can actually be a sign that you could be deficient in at least one or more important nutrients. So when we think of some nutrients, for example, like magnesium, it actually helps with over 300 processes in the body, including muscle function and energy production. And actually, research indicates there's a strong link even between vitamin D deficiency and anxiety and depression. So, you know, for people that never feel well rested or experience anxiety, depression, first of all, it's important to work with a healthcare practitioner to rule out deficiencies and other health conditions as well. Age is important because, for example, as we get older, stomach acid sometimes goes down with age, and we need actually stomach acid to absorb things like B12 and iron. And again, vitamin D, our bodies are also less efficient at absorbing vitamin D and calcium as we get older. And those are two essential nutrients that we actually need for bone health. The need for supplements isn't always connected with growing older, but certainly it is a condition that we need to think about, especially, you know, diets change, sometimes appetites change, so we want to make sure that patients are actually getting enough nutrition. So when we think about supplementation, it's important to think about what we call smart supplementation, because not all supplements really are created equal. Sometimes I have patients coming in when they're on multiple different supplements, and you actually might be getting, for example, B12 from multiple supplements at the same time, not realizing that you're actually getting toxic levels of some supplements. So things like fat-soluble vitamins like A and D can actually be toxic when taken in large amounts. And we also have to think about medications that patients are taking. Sometimes things like oral contraceptives can actually interfere with the absorption of certain nutrients as well. So if people want to get some more information, if they're concerned about whether they should be taking supplements or not, they can always give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Diet is important, supplements are important, and if you wish to discuss these and learn more so that you can age, so you can live a long, healthy life, just call Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.